The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And Aubrey and I are thrilled to be joined by a good friend of the show, a teammate here on the station. He's the senior pastor of Quinton Road Baptist Church right here in Lake Zurich. Also the host of In Grace Radio that airs weekdays at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1160. His name is Pastor Jim Scudder Jr. Jim, how you doing today?
Hey, Brian, I'm doing great. Aubrey, how are you?
Great. So glad to have you. Always love having you on the show, Pastor Jim.
Awesome. Thank you.
We do. And Jim, we're going to talk to you specifically. We're going to play some of it here in a minute. But we want to talk about some very specific programming that you're doing that just sounds fascinating. Introduce it to our people. Help them know what is out there right now for them to listen to and take part in.
We have a new series that's starting that's called The Quest to Rebuild the Jewish Temple. It'll be on the radio. It'll also be on television. You probably remember that we're on TBN Wednesday nights, and of course we have a YouTube channel. So we were contacted. We do a lot of stuff in Israel, filming and recording, and we like to take our listeners on these journeys, especially to Israel. And a friend that was a Christian, but he wanted to bless the Jewish people, was contacted by rabbis. And they're saying, hey, we're looking for a red heifer, you know, and it's like, what in the world, red heifer? And it turned out to be something very important. It's a biblical concept. God told Moses to get a red heifer, and that would be a ceremony that would the ashes be used to purify the people for the temple and or the tabernacle and then the temple sacrifice. And there's this longing in Israel to rebuild the temple. And so I said, well, we'll follow the story and see where it leads. And it led to all these incredible places, more than just red heifers. And I found myself in a cow pasture in Dallas with a red heifer, a red Angus cow, that little calf that I was with in that cow pasture ended up flying to Israel, probably first class, and, with four other cows, and they're there now. And the whole story is just, you know, what does the Bible say about this, and why is there such a longing for the Jewish people to rebuild the temple?
Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to that audio because it is incredible. And then I do want to come back and ask you that question about the rebuilding of the temple and its importance to the Jewish people. So let's take a listen.
Okay, so you have the heifers being born, but you have pretty quickly a problem. And that is you ranchers tag the ear.
That's
of
right.
These calves.
We had already tagged all the calves. And so when Robert came, I said, you know, he said, they can't have an ear tag. And I said, well, I've got, you know, a couple hundred out there, but they all have ear tags. So I'm not going to be able to help you. And so we said, well, let's drive around and look anyways. And we did. And as we were driving around, we came back and we hadn't found anything. And my brother and the rabbis and I, we said a little prayer and said, well, let's go one more time. And about that time, this mama cow or this baby calf came walking out of the woods.
Oh, no kidding.
And we hadn't tagged it yet. So we were all excited, and they went over and looked at it and said, this one's solid red. And these two rabbis went to examining this calf, and all of a sudden they go to crying, and then they get all excited, and they get on the telephone, and I'm hearing all this Hebrew. I don't know what they're saying, but I can tell they're excited.
Okay, I just love hearing about red heifers. This is a great tease for your show, Pastor Jim. But talk to us a little bit about that very thing you mentioned. Why is rebuilding the temple so important for many of the Israelite people?
Well, you know, in the Bible, you know, God talked about dispersing the people because of disobedience. And we certainly have seen that. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed by Titus. And that was a temple that Herod had embellished, that Zerubbabel had rebuilt after Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed Solomon's temple. And if you go there today, it's basically, you can still see the rubble that fell off the Temple Mount, that's still in place, reminding the Jewish people of this, you know, tragedy. Well, you know, it depends on your view of Bible prophecy, but I look at Daniel and I see Daniel and Revelation really matching up together. And Daniel predicts that there will be a future, we call him the Antichrist, that will desecrate a temple. And the reason I believe it's future, because Jesus, right after he said on the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 that the temple would be destroyed, not one stone would be left upon the other, a few verses later he says that this desecration will occur, and when you see it, flee. So that must mean there is a rebuilt temple that will be desecrated again. So people say, no, that was Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek king, and he desecrated the temple, and then they reconsecrated it, and that was Hanukkah. But Jesus said it was future. So anyways, it seems to me the Bible does indicate the rebuilding of the Jewish temple that will be desecrated in the future. And then we also find another temple in the Bible in Ezekiel, where I believe that to be a millennial temple that God creates and builds. So it's biblical, and what we see on the ground today in Israel is a swelling of people that want to do this. You know, this rancher in Texas, this Christian rancher, the rabbis that came over to Dallas, and they found this perfect little calf, and now they're in Israel. Now they're going to need to get older, and at 2 years old, I think that's around 9 months from now, they'll be re-examined. There's five of them there, and if one of them still meets the criteria, you know, as you and I get older, we get gray hair. So might this heifer. But if one does get through the scrutiny of the priest, and even the ear tags that all of our livestock have, all the cattle that in our country have, that disqualifies them because now they have a blemish. So that was the big problem was you got to find one that's pure, and then also one that hasn't been ear tagged. Hmm. And so we follow this story. And then that led to this property they had secretly purchased on the Mount of Olives for the ceremony. It led to a harp making couple that revived harp making in Israel after 2,000 years. They're building David's harps, and those are being bought by the Temple Institute, this organization that wants to rebuild the temple. Just all these crazy, unusual stories that all got to be put together into this pretty exciting series.
Wow.
I'm excited to watch this and listen to this. Jim, with like the minute or two we have left, I'm fascinated. I didn't know that there were literally groups and institutes trying to rebuild the temple.
I didn't either.
Help us understand. You mentioned what's going on the ground there. Help us get a picture of what is going on the ground.
Okay, so in 1967, the Jews took the old city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. The people that were up there got a tour by the Muslims of this is where the temple was, this is where the menorah would have been. And they're like, why are you giving us this tour? And the Muslim said, because we have a prediction that you'll one day rebuild your temple. Well, now the next day they gave that back, which is strange, right? Why would you give it back? And Jordan today has custodianship. We actually got a tour of the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque. We go inside these places on our series, and that's kind of very unusual these days. So the guy that was on that Temple Mount capture, when they gave it back, he started a Temple Institute, it's called, and there's a museum in the old city, and they've recreated implements and the wardrobes for the priests, the ephod, everything. They made a golden menorah that's millions of dollars worth of gold. It's all ready to go. Now, obviously, there's a big problem. The Dome of the Rock's in the way.
That's right.
So, Pastor Scudder, this is so intriguing. Before we let you go, I want to tell our listeners where they can hear these episodes, where they can tune in either on TV, on YouTube, or on the station as well.
All right. So, on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, we are on in the mornings, Monday through Friday, and that is at 10 o'clock. And it's our Friday edition and our weekend edition. So that's where we play, you know, Monday through Thursday is pulpit preaching. Friday and weekends, we feature these types of shows. So that's where you'll hear it. And you can also go to ingraceradio.com, click on the link there. You can watch it on YouTube. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, In Grace, or Wednesday nights on TBN. We broadcast this. We also have a full version that has all of this stuff. Whatever we put out on radio and TV is about half. We have a full version that they can get DVD or digital download.
Cool.
That is awesome. Again, Pastor Jim Scudder, Jr., Senior Pastor of Quinton Road Baptist Church, also the founder of In Grace TV and Radio Ministries. And as he said, you can hear In Grace Radio every weekday at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1160. Jim, it's always so fun. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, we love having you.
Hey, thanks, Brian, Aubrey. God bless you guys. And, you know, I'm excited because I think all of this, it tells me that the Lord's return is soon. And I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. So we encourage you all out there to go check it out. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.